awesome.
Okay.
Even though I love you and I see you there.
Yes.
Okay, I hope that helps.
It does, for okay. sure.
Awesome. All right, 346-372.
Hi, it's Janet.
Hi. Oh, hi. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Hi. I guess you're already on daylight savings time.
We are.
Yeah, because we are not. So that's why I was an hour late. So I guess I will ask for a message for my greatest and highest.
Okay.
And let's see what comes out of that if I have a question. I have some things on my mind that I may space out or may focus in on based on your message for me.
Okay. One moment, please.
Thank you.
And say your first name, please.
Janet.
Janet, say your name one more time, please.
Janet.
Oh, gosh. How do I say this? So you have an opportunity to really move to higher destiny, higher quarters, higher allowances. It requires you dropping your story. And I know that's like, it's a tricky thing. It's a hard thing sometimes when we specifically, have come here to really fulfill a contract in terms of clearing a lineage or so on and so forth. But the time has come to release all constraints and boundaries. So in English, the more that you can see yourself lighthearted, the more you can see yourself as illuminated presence and literally dropping the old storyline, dropping the old sequence. Like you have enough energy, you have enough charge, you have enough light quotient. Where you can move into a new reality. It's sort of like, and they're showing me the death card, and it's like death of the old timeline, of the old establishment, of the old right. provisions. Right. There's something, because you're holding a lot of power, then that when you move into the old perspective, energies, timeline, even though you're well-meaning, what you do is you draw your breath from that concern and you literally lower your alliance, your energy, totally unnecessarily because you've already arrived and you're due to proceed. So when I pull cards for you, I got dreams coming true and balance, divine feminine, divine masculine. So you're going places in a very, very powerful way. It's really about realizing as you orchestrate your destiny, turn on the light, open up to love, that's how you finish any of like the karmic healing or whatever it is. But you don't want to you don't want to linger is what I want to say. And the reason is you in particular, your mind is very, very powerful. And you create a cloud of doubt. So in English, instead of you stepping yourself and everybody else up, you actually open the door to the dungeon and you allow those energies to pull you in. And you don't need to. And the other thing I want to say to you is you have enough leverage at this point really to part ways. So it's sort of like as you receive downloads, as you receive activations, it's like through osmosis, all of that is received generationally. Like it's all taken care of. But they really want you to like, I literally see like stake your claim and step forward and move on to victory. You're receiving support from some heavenly beings. You've got Lyrians, you've got, I guess Arcturians, you've got a lot of space beings. In your dreamtime states, you're quite the busy bee. So you really, you really are playing with a lot of light and a lot of leverage. I would agree with everything I just said to Katie about follow your divine inspiration. I feel like you're receiving inspiration out of time, where it's like the more that you align with that and trust that, things are just going to fall into place in rapid movement. So I literally see you like playing like keys on a piano, where it's really allowing yourself to be the artist, allowing yourself to merge with your destiny, and honestly, let go of the old timeline. Whatever you need to do, take all of those lovely generational parties, and it's like, I've served, it's now time for advancement. It's now time for freedom. You're working with a lot of charge. I mean, it's beautiful. It really, really is. So you want to really dream big, align with that energy, listen to your intuitive guidance, and really release the past. Like, now is the time to be complete. Now is the time to be, when I say complete, it's really realizing that it's just, oh gosh, you know, it's just really embodying the light, and all the stories were really just dream stories. And you know, it's like, I played this role for this person in this lifetime, but next lifetime I do it for someone else. Like, the more you can move into that higher alliance, you're going to have roller skates, and you're really going to start advancing.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I hear what you say. I'm kind of surprised to hear all of this still sort of, that I can pull people down with my mind and this kind of thing. I feel so beyond that, and so light now, that I'm kind of surprised to hear that kind of message. If anything, there's maybe like the tiniest, and I mean tiniest, bit of residual energy of that nature that I might sort of, I don't feel that. I do feel very much in a much lighter place and space. I do feel very supported. The cards that you said you pulled, it was, they're like, I keep pulling those same cards for myself. I keep pulling, lately I keep pulling Nine of Cups and Two of Cups and
perfect.
Things like this. And
perfect. All right, so let me interrupt you for a moment, if I may. Because you're going places that they're giving you that last message. In other words, to be honest, you were not of a place of arrival as you are now. So in other words, the reason they're saying that about this being the last hurrah to release the old is because you're set for your destiny. Like, I literally see you like the Fool's card or whatever, like about to step out into your new expedition, into your new arrival. So the reason they're saying that, so because that's what I'm getting, dreams coming true, like all this wonderful stuff's coming. So the reason they're saying that is because on some subtle level, you don't even, aren't aware of, maybe I should say, of how good it's about to get. Like, in other words, what's deserving of you. So it's almost like that last unconscious residual stuff where it's sort of like we've been playing a role for so long, we don't even realize what we're doing. So this isn't to downplay any of the important work you've done and all your arrivals, because I 1,000,000% agree. You're like at your highest pinnacle point ever. Of any time I've ever done a reading for you, you've never been higher. So this is the reason why it's like, you know, like you, it's almost like you've walked all these miles and then you're still wearing the old sneakers from it. And so they're like, just kick the sneakers off. You're good to go.
I'm laughing because that's so literal. If you saw the state of my actual sneakers, you would just laugh your head off.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Does that make sense? It's almost like a bon voyage. It's almost like you've done all the work. Like, be
like
done completely.
Maybe this sort of last bit of shedding little bits of the old paradigm.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's all it is.
You used a word a moment ago, that the word complete, about feeling complete.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings to mind an experience I had that I know ties into where I'm at and what you're sensing and seeing right now. And it's just such a curious, like 2 months ago, I met someone. We had one conversation. I was in a place on official business, and we had this conversation, and suddenly, while I'm sitting there, I suddenly said, oh my God, I've met my soulmate. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with a soulmate. Now, I believe we have more than one, so it's, mm-hmm. The word complete is what comes to me, that I felt this extraordinary sense of completion, of wholeness, as a human being, as a spiritual being. Mind-blowing experience. I have absolutely no idea if I will ever even see this person again, which would be lovely, or if the point of that meeting was to help me, was purely spiritual, and to help me to arrive at this sense of wholeness that I've been not experiencing constantly, but this is 2 months now, that I'm able, I don't even have to meditate anymore, I can just tap into that energy and boom, I'm there. And I know that that's propelling me forward and upward. And so I guess I'm wondering if that was the sole purpose of that meeting, or if I will be able to explore this relationship.
For now, it was to
activate. It's out of my head.
Yeah, but for now, it was to activate you. And activate it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really valid. And can I give you can I give you a compliment? It's because of your readiness that you brought that to you. In other words, there were different time intervals that you could have attracted that. And it's because of your prosperity. In other words, because of your readiness that you called it forth when you did. So the compliment comes to you that you called that forth, and yes, it was to activate you, to prepare you.
Yeah. That's what I'm starting to see,
mm-hmm.
or feel, or believe, or, you know, figure out.
And that's
fine.
It's good. It's super good.
This is something that I now carry with me all the time.
Yeah,
and I feel
exactly.
Like I got this gift.
Yeah.
I just feel like I got this gift.
It's so good.
So God.
Honestly, it's so good. Yeah. You are in such a good place right now.
Yeah, I feel very much in flow right now. You know, nothing phases me. Doors suddenly open, you know, a little quirk happens, and I literally turn the corner and have a casual meeting, and suddenly there's a solution to the quirky problem that just happened 5 minutes earlier, mm-hmm. things like that going on.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice place to be. And I think as far as my moving forward into the next phase of my life,
mm-hmm.
I still, I know I have a tendency to have I sort of lurch forward, and then I need a lot of time to sort of sit and chill and gather my strength. I find that it's hard for me to sustain my energy for a very long period of time, and so I tend to work in little bursts, and then I sort of sit back, and I almost feel like I'm. I ask myself, am I being lazy, or am I really just in that much need of rest? Am I really just not, I mean, maybe it's my age too, my energy level has changed, and I'm just not able to be be as much of a go-getter as I always used to be, and if this is also something I need to adjust to or should adjust to in terms of how I go forward now with my plans and
I would say two things. One is work with natural resources. And when I say work, I really mean that. Don't just walk through a park. Like, really hold the intention to receive the energetic rejuvenation. So I feel like you're entitled to that right now. And second, I feel like as you release the last bondage of that psychic debris, those two things will support you.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Okay. So nice to say hi.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Hi, Carmen. How can we help you?
Hi.
How can we help you, honey?
A message, please.
And say your first name, please.
Carmen.
Every time I give you a message, I get, what would be the word? I know that I'm just giving this message to myself. And it's the same message I've gotten for you before. Carmen, say it one more time, please.
Carmen.
Know your worth. Know your worth. You're like a fertile field waiting for harvest. The more that you understand your worth, your value, you will claim it. You will arrive. You will come into agreement. And when I say this to you, I am so aware that I'm saying it to myself. So funny. Say your name again, please.
Carmen.
It doesn't have to do with your education, how much your house is worth. You know, any of your like facts and figures about your earth existence. It has to do with who you are as a soul. That's what you want to remember. That's what you want to treasure. That's what you want to, like, I just see like a stake in your backyard, in your garden. It's like you really want to, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
Appreciate who you are, your awarenesses, your good heart. You're knowing. I'm sure I've given you this speech, but here we go again. You see things at a higher consciousness than the majority. You don't pay it any mind. Like, you don't receive glory for it for yourself. In other words, you don't appreciate it. Because you have no other way of seeing the world. It's almost like if someone saw the world and they were colorblind, you know, like some men are some colorblind sometimes. If you see all the colors, like, you don't realize not everyone does. You receive life from a higher broadcast or perspective than most everyone else. You don't have yet a full appreciation of that endowment because you just assume that's an ordinary state. It isn't. So the more that you see yourself with privilege, and I don't mean like be a diva, but to really honor your awareness, your perspective, your enrichment, your entitlement, the more that you can, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
the more that you can appreciate who you are and the light that you offer the planet. So when I tune into you, as you walk about the planet, you offer light. And the more that you can appreciate that and value that, because you know, like that study when you, when two people look at something, the observer changes the object. You change others through your offering and witnessing of light. So because you see them from your higher heart, from your higher perspective, from your higher awareness, endowment, you turn on the light for them. They can receive it or not, but you still made that offer. So that's what you're coming into gentle persuasion and occurrence. In other words, that's what you're coming to understand, is your full power and commitment to like bring that flame in full exposure, in full relevance, in full endeavor. So I'm sure I've said that to you before, but it's just coming through so strongly. I can't even begin to explain. And say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
It's time to speed things up. It's time to look no further than your very breath. I guess just really take some meditative time to really appreciate everything that they're sharing, to really come to an understanding that it's almost like people take whatever little gift they have and off they go to the races with it. And if they're really creative and they have a strong will, they can market it, make workshops about it, do anything. But the thing is, you actually ring from a higher note, a higher value, but you're very sensitive. Like in other words, well, I'm not gonna gloat, or I'm not gonna think that I know more than someone else. But the thing is, you do. The thing is, you do. So it's really about you appreciating it. You appreciating it. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
Appreciate what you intuitively know about everyone. When you do that, when you allow yourself to intuitively know, you're going to be amazed at what you intuitively know without knowing how you know. Like, really allow your gifts of prophecy to step up. Like, understanding you're already committed to the world beyond. You're already there. What you're learning to do is like stand up with pronouncement. In other words, like to really allow that sunshine. It's almost like if you look at people and you look beyond their physicality and you just own that you know more than just their physical, you'll see their energy, but you'll also intuitively know what that energy is telling you. So that's just like one little trick of the trade. But again, it's like to permit yourself to move into your advanced pleasure, to move into your advanced state, to move, and when I say advanced, like that's probably not the right word, but to really seal your fate due to your accomplishments. And when I say accomplishments, it's not what you've accomplished on earth to date, it's who you are as a soul. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. So I moved on to this, you know, it's been, I think, the beginning of March now, so moved on to another astrology chart, and I come to realize, like, you have to let down the layers within yourself to bring forth, and so this chart was doing that. I had to internally, and I had an interesting weekend where my smoke detector went off at 10 to 2 in the morning, and I was fine until then, and, you know, you fan it away and it's fine because there was no fire. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I start coughing for half an hour, out of nowhere. And I was like, you know, whatever, I need to let this fear go. So I'm using all my fear tools, I'm letting fear go, and I'm really breaking down those walls. And then, so, you know, find your happy spot and be in the groove to let the flow in, whatever, right? So I'm just doing, so I have this astrological program, right? I bought the program years ago. And it gives you all the mainstream stuff, right? Trine, square, all that stuff, right? But then it had these random ones, really random. I'm like, okay, well, you know, you were talking about intuitive hits. I'm like, there's something here. Why are these random things here? And they're showing up on everybody's chart. So then I'm going through it, and the mainstream programs can't, you know, the asteroids are nothing to them, and going to the higher, like, I still have to do a lot of these calculations by hand. And, you know, the program had, like, I would guess, I would call it, like, tip of the iceberg. But I went deeper, and I found the mountain underneath. And I mean, I don't want to say stumbled. Maybe, you know, with my soul, I've unearthed, or I think I've hit something. I think I've found a pattern mathematically. And it's like no man's desert. there's nothing. I can't go anywhere for this because there's nothing. It's uncharted territory, literally. So I have to, like, I'm using my intuitive, like what you're talking about. I have to intuitively figure navigate this. But I think there's something there. And I guess basically what I was coming on today was to confirm, right? Because I think I found this pattern, and it was so funny because before you were talking about time intervals, and when you were talking with Janet, and I, you know, I was just listening, waiting for my turn, and then you hit time intervals, and I'm like, is that what this is? Some sort of mathematical, like, relationship, like when certain things happen, I guess. I'm just wondering if they have anything to share on that.
And say your first name.
Carmen.
It's what I do know is whatever you're tapping into, it's opening you up to your full range of source. In other words, it's opening you up to your higher self. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
I got love abounds and destiny. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good in my book. So it's opening you up to your true worth. It's opening up to you. So yes. I mean, on a technical level, I can't bring through the information, unfortunately. But what I do know is it's connecting you back to source through the process of what you're discovering.
Well, I've definitely, like, I don't want to say discovered because it's more like uncovered. I'm not claiming like I'm you know, I found Atlantis or something, but I'm definitely on the right track with this.
Partnership with your higher self.
I don't even know why I'm an astrologer. I suck at math. So, like, oh, but I found it. So,
seek the truth.
Just keep going.
Seek the truth. Yeah, that's like same blue color as your sweatshirt right there. Seek the truth.
Yeah. And I'm just seeing the aspects in that card. It's just the aspects are just staring at me in the face.
Trust the process. They had me doing daily messages every day. I don't know grammar. I went from one elementary school to a next. I transferred, and I lost the class in both schools, so I never did learn it, but I'm the one sending out messages every day. It's, yeah, spirit doesn't care. It's all frequency. You're on the right path. So good.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. So happy for you. And Kim, if you're still here, did I cut you off? Do you have something else to share? For some reason, I was concerned I cut you off. Do you still happen to be there?
You're so funny.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to make sure that...
You know, I was going to ask something. It's funny. I'm in the middle of texting the sister-in-law back and forth about... So funny. I think it was about her. Mm-hmm. Well, I asked about her with the jewelry thing and whatever, mm-hmm. and you gave me that answer. And I do believe that's the answer that you gave me. No, I was going to ask, I'm still waiting for that call about that bike. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to calm down because it's like, that's like, you say it's all me, right? It's all me.
Well, exactly. you're the one dreaming this. This is your dream, my friend.
I called the woman and she's like, he says he's going over there and they're just finishing up the financing. I'm like, I hope he wasn't BSing that he was already approved. But because I'm the type of person, I said to her, you know what? I like to see a piece of paper when someone says they're approved. Like a realtor would never say, if you're going to show your house, they want to know you're pre-approved. They want to see it. But anyway, it wasn't about him, but I've just been a little nervous. About the sister-in-law, what I was going to ask you was if I ask her to disclaim, say no to that account, mm-hmm. Is she going to be open to doing that? Because I've had a lot of things that I put her off for last. And my lawyer friend yesterday, he knows Abraham. His wife and I were from an Abraham group. He's my neighbor, and he was into science and mind. So I said to him, Gary, I told you. I said, I got to wait till my vibration's in the right place. And that's like I have a couple months to get it done. But I said, it is up next on my list, but I don't want to mess it up if I'm in the wrong place. So would it be, would you think it's a good time to ask her maybe this week or getting a next
Yeah,
week?
What I would do is get very grounded in what we said before about how there really is no her. It's really the universe giving you the supplies that you need to finish out your dance in this lifetime. In other words, the money's coming from the universe, not from her. So it's coming through the channel of her, but it's really the universe blessing you. So any kind of grounding that you can do, any kind of root chakra you can do to make you feel safe and secure and know that your needs are always provided for would be very, very purposeful. So that's what I would do first. Second, I think we're out of Mercury retrograde, but double check, because that's about communication. So you want all the energy in your favor. Because Mercury retrograde is like miscommunication, so you don't want that, but I think we just finished. Okay, and then.
Today.
Oh, thank you.
Today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a new moon, and I know it's Purim holiday.
All right, and say your name and her name.
Kim Ellen.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know why I started so soon. I'm like a racetrack, the horse not listening to the go-ahead. Say both names one more time, please.
Kim Ellen.
Then I would just send her love, seeing her do the right thing and meeting your requests. I would just like this really work from your heart chakra. So she's feeling that love, you're seeing it go well. And then say both names one more time.
Kim Ellen.
Yeah, I got root chakra for you two times. So please do root chakra work. I got root chakra work for you two times. Okay, so now after you do that, and say both names again, please.
Kim Ellen.
Yeah, they're flashing me the card Believe and Succeed. I don't have to pull another card. Believe and Succeed. So put all that together.
We ask about others, but it's all me. It's what I'm a match to. Yeah, that's why I was trying to explain to my lawyer friend Gary that I gotta be right. I don't believe it. It's like, oh, just make the call right. No.
Yeah, but I don't think it's just at like that one point in time. I don't think it's just like that one phone call. I think it's like the vibration that you're holding and carrying all along. In other words, God knows your heart. So I would just do the root chakra so that you know that you're supported. And remember, it's like it's coming through the form of her, but it's really the universe. It's really God supporting you through her. Do you see that? Right. And that's what brings you your safety.
Right. I just don't want to drag in the stuff that my husband had, that, you know, reason why he wasn't talking to her for a long time, and then I wasn't talking because.
So what you take all of that, you take all of that and give it to Spirit. Remember the message to Janet? It's like it's over and done with. Over, done, complete.
Right.
New page.
We're in a new world every minute.
New page. So. It doesn't need. You don't need to give it a second thought.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just a little wobbly today because I'm still waiting for that deal to go through.
All right, and say your name one more time.
Kim.
That's the sister-in-law. That's not the deal. And the deal, say your name again.
Kim.
All right, I'm back to that prior message. Know that you're loved and supported by Spirit. Just know that. Know that. And I love you because I can play your side of it too. Any day of the week. But, you know, they're working on me too, so.
Yeah, so basically a matter of faith, trust.
Exactly. But that's just it. It's like, why spend your day on Abraham and stuff like this if you really don't believe it? So that's where it's part of your growth. It's part of your claim. And I feel like where you end up getting the real resources is what you end up actually doing on your own. Besides all this, I feel like this is a cushion, but I feel like your initiation, your growth actually brings forth more resources than you have now. So I feel like your concern will take care of itself in ways you don't understand yet.
Right, because I'm focused on the linear, but there's like a bigger picture I don't even know, because it's not linear. It's a higher, mm-hmm. it's higher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Just want to make sure I didn't feel complete. Okay, good. All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, we are complete, however. Indeed, we surround each with our love, with our praise and good fortune. Allow yourselves to receive, yes, praise and good fortune. Release the belief in lack. You see, dear ones, you are creating from the stars. You are creating from your wisdom. You are creating from your holiness. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. So thank you again for, they're saying, pleasing your senses. And what they mean by that is opening up to those higher channels, those higher attunements, those higher allowances. And we're all climbing the mountain steadily. I mean, I literally see that. I have a cat climbing also, so I don't know if that's one of Kim's cats or what's going on. It's so funny, but I literally saw us like climbing like to a master's cave or whatever. But I saw a cat with us. So someone brought a cat. But in any event, it's that praise is very, very relevant. Because it's like when that doubting Thomas comes in, that egoic stuff, it's like praise, because that love is the master healer. So when you think about being interested in a full healing in whatever respect, physical, mental, whatever, love is the master healer. And so you're in charge. We each are in charge of opening that ointment, open like, and just whatever imagery works for you, you know, a love shower of hearts, like imagine an ointment of love, whatever it is, just to remind you to travel with love, that praise of self, that honoring of self. We have so much energy supporting us now. And like, I literally see it where it's like there for the taking, but we have to remember to take it. We have to remember to apply. We have to remember to allow. So thank you again for joining, lending your energy and love. I will get the message on now. I have time on the website, and then we'll be back Thursday at 7 p.m. Much love to everybody. Bye, Mary. Maybe it was Mary's cat. I don't know. There was a cat walking around there.